Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Kester of NCBA, talking WOTUS with Kevin here in just a moment.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon. Have the opportunity to catch up with Kevin Kester, immediate past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in Orlando at the 2019 Commodity Classic and the Bear Agricultural Advocacy Event. One of the things we talked with Kevin about, WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule that's now open for public comment. Agricultural groups, especially the cattlemen and Farm Bureau, urging farmers, ranchers to comment positively about the new rule.
Well, you can't overstate that, Ron, how important it is for cattle producers across this country to get engaged on the public comment period at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's very important for everybody to give their thoughts to the EPA so we can have a thorough input from industry. It's really important. On the other hand, compared to the 2015 Obama proposal for WOTUS and the Trump administration proposal for WOTUS, the good news is that NCBA worked with EPA and provided some nomenclature and verbiage which was put into the new proposal. Under the Obama proposal, my ranch in California, literally 100% of our ranch had fallen under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Under the new Trump administration proposal, if it goes through as it's written right now, I will have 0 acres under the U.S. EPA jurisdiction of what constitutes water in the United States, because we don't have any riparian or wetlands on our ranch. And so we're truly just, when it rains, we might have a little rain runoff for a few hours at the most. And so that's what the true common sense definition of what the definition of the Clean Water Act should be. Anyway, pay attention to that. It's important, though, that we don't lose sight or we don't lose what we've got under the proposed rule by activists trying to take those things and scare people.
And clearly, activists are going to be weighing in and saying they don't like that restriction on the control.
Oh, if you believe all the propaganda, we're destroying the planet Earth because of this regulation, which is nothing farther from the truth. We're just applying the common sense that we've used since the inception of the Clean Water Act, and nothing more, nothing less. And so that's what we need to do.
And speaking of activists, there are those out there that are claiming that cow burps are causing global warming.
There's no lack of activists trying to promote their agendas, and unfortunately, they put just enough grain of truth into it to give it a cover of maybe being an accurate report. The Lancet report, in my view, is an activist report. Glad to say here in the U.S., it turned out just to be a blip on the radar for media coverage as to what we could have been. People looked at it, I think, analyzed it, and realized it was a lot of activist agendas in this report and took it for what it was worth, is one example. But we've got people in Congress putting out these Green New Deal analysis and stupid stuff like that. And so we've got to just make sure that we push back on the stupid stuff and keep people accountable.
Backing up a little bit and wrapping up, you've just wrapped up your year as a president of NCBA. Reflect with me about, you know, how was it? How did you, in other words, as you walked through all the officer chairs, you're still in that final lap, I guess you would say, through the officer chairs as past president. But how was the year as president?
Timing's everything. So if 2018 could be a year anybody wanted to be NCBA president, 2018 was one of those years. So it was a great year, Ron. Our trade, we busted all-time value records of over $8 billion of U.S. beef exports across the world. We're engaged in multiple trade negotiations as we speak. So things are active on the trade front, and that's going to be our our nugget of, for success in the future generations for profitability in the cattle and the beef industry is our trade. And then we got a bunch of other things, great things going on with this Trump administration, like WOTUS we just talked about. And we have other regulatory drawbacks and rollbacks that are good for our businesses and good for agriculture. And so we've got our challenges on the Capitol Hill right now with a divided Congress, but that's not all bad either. So a lot of good stuff happened in this past year as NCBA president, and we had a great year.
Past president of NCBA, Kevin Kester. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.